It's called Urinity Suburb. The wings of home enfold you in lock under the city's poisoned coronet or halo. You gaze at the supermarket's petrified food and respond like a zombie to the past's ghosts and semblance of meaning. Jeweled cigarette, they got on criminally. Sorrow autonomously surges, affirmations curl up on the fridge. After, we go to the Parthenon Thai restaurant in Northcote, social workers cleansing the systems on art's scaffold. Each interview an advertisement, relentless song, noble games sail towards the equator, with vested interests bidding to the last or floundering, conglomerate personality in the honours list. He calls him but his job. The dollar tilts with raids and hedges. Ills and plaudits sift into the ground or flame when we farewell. Now no one knows your faith, a spotless lamp, as mail flaps with ads and tenants come and go. Her stainless presentation scales the house, and Saturday was jokes, velvet streets and roofs, wedges, sky passes like a film. His distant voice marvels the horizon, Lenten bread or manna falls, robust oasis. I scroll through my life behind the valiant, safari and Mitsubishi executive. They return to their belongings in pink smog and crown buildings. The city's grids at night, paper lights tossed in desolate water in the fish-lined plastic sea. You fall asleep in front of the electrodes and salute the vacuum-wrapped lunch. The strands of history you concoct, praising the tractor for its patriotism. You bars into sunset, having shunned the sea's snapped edge. Great artist of nostalgia, your overflow cups bristle with distinction. Your studious oeuvre takes its pulpit. Leaves like words arrange and scatter, and potentates shrug. I'll just read the shorter handling ones. It's called Post-it. Technique whittled to a spear, prongs of earth as tabby night filters a soaked waterfall of recollected words jammed in a shoe prudently. It passes on a cloud and can't fit in the photo that dissolves trusty leaves that feather bright and soft, as if a picture's jarred time, where unlit books ramble into dream, sleeps Killian, levering the anthology of fireside chats. Weirdly enough, there was actually an anthology of fireside chats. I wrote this as a complete joke, and someone actually put out one 6 months later. No, obviously I meant it insultingly. Levering the anthology of fireside chats away from the grate with an heirloom poker, or more exactly, some crimp heater sloughed by the street. Fill the chute's leftovers, a mug's trail of relenting principles wide to ankle, currency laced in a jumper, times the curfew, a ball of discomfort on a vintage beanbag, while daffodils recite, preamble, body of quest, tougher than a table of elements. In pin drop pause, adjust the sidetrack near a convocation of analysts. A remix swims over a screen, talk by step. Awakening Slave. This was actually, I got this title from a Michelangelo sculpture, but it's, I don't know if Michelangelo would like the poem. One lives in one. I never much liked the pictures, starlit, gauzy, a crank hand dealing largesse it didn't have, scrunched skies and foregrounds, sentimental dogs, like my great aunt's china doorsteps. Disconcerted at exchange, he returns to his vignette, and last week's salve backs into its humdrum test tube in a safety catch pouch. I couldn't say goodbye to the door, the facility's ash portico and encased plants, under a spool of birds. So print out, my friends, next to the Colosseum knitwear, a doff to its inspector blinds, vertical like a corpse. Sunflowers walk the Brule gardens to tarp verandas, ersatz shade. At the corner they gasp over raw creation, baby on its petal, intoxicated car. Afraid to own mistakes, fortune say. The Iron Gates trade stamp, Ballarat, 1903, in sun-spined indent. Aloof birds lantern a tree's torpor or jubilance that drain like an extinguished star's revenant. A drink of, instead of, parasol of intransigence that's longing, then nicks. this is called Niobe off the Pillar. I guess everyone knows Niobe's competed with the gods on how many children she had and was turned to stone. She sees zest for jurisdiction paid to a man. Days he rots the yard alone in trellis, a string of roses. Fable claps her in its font to thought's jailed hour as a monarch sweeps off assassination scud. But turned to rock, bent, each life took a pith. Children spread across the field, born summer. The city bows to gloss, the sky gift wrapped in phone lines. The plane drips like an easel. And day thumbs and time grieves out. Cartoons swell the drone controls. Bright city passes the skittish restaurant. I'll just read. This is called Muzzled Altar. The planned onslaught, really, timed out with your passage to starry boulevards. Apropos here, winched as caution. Train pocks the country's shore that shelters behind its painting or reveals it as money buttons the screens, pressing submission or oft-repeated flighty tangent. Altar later, a trophy rolls over the parquet. It was the sliding person, not the poem's entrance, as if effusions writ. On the up was the cloned narrator. Some wished to rub the shine, peddling beyond itself. Childish sparks reverently fizzle. And these three sort of go together, so I'll just finish on these ones. These are the dawn and sunset. There's, the twilight is called civil, nautical, and astronomical, so they're the titles I'm using. Civil twilight. Emotion scoops the footpath's velvet edges, estate agent's bluster calibrates the street's livability, treeless, ajar with fridges backed out. Investors wave sheets of suns to air, a tiny computer chalked on glass, loving the artist's marble noose in adjacent pop-up gallery that might have forked out for, but didn't. It was no use crying now, though her veil of tears candies a conquest with stuck name tag and good insurance that barely cost a sou. A countdown into space echoes. Blue lorikeets flip the race and pigeons chew the eaves for reassurance over suckling locals and tourist dandies. Nautical twilight. His sorceries are boo-hooing a teller. What spares on the local trots better than breakfast? A wings to say shells or the gurgling Maldives. Going fast. Where the pig-footed bandicoot, broad-faced potoroo, the gumnut numbat. They're not just weird things I'm making up, they're actually all extinct. Spooked, bespoke, honours in a trapdoor, he stumped up, but crying befell kismet, pardon repelled mores, coin forgot lost. Astronomical twilight. In a dream, in a dress, your guide points out carvings, a well to kick, city mountains sloped ground. His fans bay in the church of perpetual sucker, playing to the apron, a rook abed to swindle and jack. Walk into sky when the street ends to turbid night. Traffic dinks around a tower, she rotates in her garden. The spying dog returns, flummoxed. What a relief, her promenade or whatnot, but still the shouting and languor overtakes both like a victim, his velvety daub in the ashtray, the sewn mouths in the islands. Parliament resumes on a corpse, each path adult and peremptory calls embossed waves. Thanks.